When will Messiah come? Have you had the pleasure of accomplishment in putting together a large picture puzzle? Many times I have bought puzzles and spread out the pieces on the table and then endeavored to put the puzzle together to see the completed picture. When the many hours passed that it took to complete the puzzle, I could enjoy viewing a beautiful scene, especially if it included the ocean or a lake. After viewing the many hundreds or thousands of pieces, I would have the whole picture. This illustrates in a very small way what it is like to discover and understand prophecy in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. God has given to us the many pieces in prophecy that fit together to give to us a complete picture of His plan for our lives, for today, and for the days ahead, and for eternity. This plan of God is given to us in the Bible, wherein we find the pieces of the puzzle that we need so that we might know His plan for us through which we can have real peace in our lives. The prophetic pieces in the Holy Scriptures give us a clear picture of the Messiah of Israel. God foretold the coming of His Messiah to earth in the writings of the Jewish men of God, whom He used to record His plan for us. He would give to us many, many aspects of the life of the Messiah, so that when the Messiah would come to earth, we would recognize Him. The parts, or pieces, the prophecies, would fit together to give us a complete picture of the life and purpose of Messiah's coming to earth. There would be no question, there would be no doubt of who the Messiah would be when He would come. Through the years, there have been people who have claimed to be the Messiah of Israel. However, their claims could not be accepted because their lives did not fit the description of the life, death, and resurrection of the Messiah that God gave to us through the Jewish prophets in His Holy Scriptures, the Bible. The greatest aspects in the life of the Messiah are found in the 53rd chapter of the God-given writings of the Jewish man of God, Isaiah. This chapter was written about 700 B.C. In Isaiah chapter 53, we find that the Messiah would be born into this world in a miraculous way. He would live a life of service to men and women, perform miracles, and bear the burdens of the sick and afflicted. Above all this, He would die to provide God's required blood of atonement for men and women so they could be forgiven of their sins. He would be buried in a rich man's tomb, and then be raised from the dead by Almighty God. After His death and resurrection, Messiah would receive special blessings from God. We find in Isaiah chapter 53 that people who would accept Messiah's blood of atonement would know God's forgiveness of all their sins. Isaiah chapter 53 gives us many pieces of the picture of the life, death, and resurrection of the Messiah. From this chapter alone, we know that Jesus is our Jewish Messiah and Redeemer. There are many more prophecies about Messiah in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament. We will consider another prophecy written about 535 B.C., that gives us the absolute assurance that Jesus is our Messiah, for it foretells the time in history when the Messiah would die for our sins. This is a definite prophecy. It is clear, and there can be no misunderstanding of this truth. This prophecy is in the Bible book of the Jewish man of God, Daniel. Daniel served the Lord God of Israel with all his heart and life. Before we consider this marvelous prophecy given by God through Daniel in chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, I will read a number of verses that precede the prophecy. These verses will give us insight into the life of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, beginning with verse 1, we read, "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, Daniel understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem." Daniel was reading from the word of God given through the Jewish prophet Jeremiah. The prophecies given through these Jewish men of God foretold that Israel would be in captivity for 70 years back in Old Testament times. At Daniel's time, the 70 years were not completed, but it was near the end of the captivity. Daniel was reading these prophetic holy scriptures. He was certain that what he read in God's word was true. When Daniel read the writings of Jeremiah, he knew it was the word of God that was recorded by Jeremiah. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, we read, "And I," that's Daniel, "set my face unto the Lord God to seek in prayer and supplications with fasting. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments." Daniel turns to God in prayer. This is what we need today in our homes and individual lives. We must turn to the Almighty God in prayer, that God might bless us as individuals and as families. Daniel based his prayer upon God's word, the Holy Scriptures, recognizing that God keeps his promises to us. God extends his mercy to them who love him and seek him sincerely. God's word tells us that we are sinners, and we all need the blood of atonement to cleanse us of our sins. This atonement today is found in the Messiah of Israel, Jesus. Messiah Jesus died in our place to take the punishment due us for our sins. In chapter 9, verse 4, Daniel said, "And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments." Daniel recognized and lived by the relationship he had with Almighty God of creation, the God of Israel. He knew that God kept his promises to the Jewish people and to the world. Daniel was certain of the reality of God, and that the Lord God loved him and would show him mercy as he walked in God's will for his life. We need this to be true in our lives today, if we are to experience real peace with God and with ourselves. Do you know that God loves you? He does. He has a plan for your life and mine. And as we seek him sincerely and desire to walk in his will for our lives, as given to us in the Bible, we will have a personal relationship with Almighty God and possess real peace, joy, and happiness. In verse 5, Daniel's prayer to God is given. Daniel said, "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly." Then in verse 9, Daniel said, "To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness." Yes, God will forgive our sins when we confess to God that we have sinned against him and accept the way of cleansing that he has given to us in the Bible through the Messiah's blood of atonement. In Daniel 9, verses 24 through 27, we read the prophecy which gives to us the time in which the Messiah would die to take the punishment due us for our sins. Before we study this prophecy, we will see just how God came to Daniel and spoke to him. In verse 20, while Daniel was praying, we read, "And while I was speaking and praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel," now we know from Scripture that Gabriel was an angel sent from God, through whom God spoke to Daniel, "whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, or time of prayer. And he, the angel Gabriel, informed me, and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications," that is, when Daniel was in prayer to God, "the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." God was now going to give Daniel wisdom and understanding to know what the future time would be when God would send Messiah to earth to die in our place for our sins, that we might be forgiven by God and have peace. What does this prophecy say regarding the coming of the Messiah? In Daniel 9, verse 24, God says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people." The word for weeks in the Hebrew is shavim, which means sevens, not weeks as we consider a week. The prophecy speaks of 70 times seven. The context and other scriptures in Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, reveal that this time period refers to years. This period of years will concern thy people, or Daniel's people, who are the Hebrews or Jews. The verse continues, "and upon thy holy city," the holy city of the Jewish people is Jerusalem. Then we read, "to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy." This part of verse 24 is yet to be fulfilled. It is yet future for our world. We have much sin in the world today, and we do not have everlasting righteousness. These words deal with the future time when Almighty God will bring peace to the entire world, when Messiah rules over the entire earth by his great power. This rule of the Messiah over the nations is given in Zechariah chapter 14 and other scriptures that we will share with you in other studies. Verses 25 and following in Daniel 9 deal with the events that occur before God brings peace to the world. We read in verse 25, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, unto the Messiah the Prince shall be seven sevens, or 49 years, and 62 sevens, or 62 times 7, which would be 434 years. The street shall be built again, and the wall, that is, of Jerusalem, even in troublous times." In verse 26 we read, "And after 62 sevens shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined." Now let us consider just what God says to us in these verses. In verse 25 we read, "Know therefore and understand." God wants us to know His Word and the time when He would send Messiah to earth. He wants us to understand His will by which we can find true peace in a right relationship to Almighty God through the Messiah. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks or sevens, and 62 weeks or sevens. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. A period of time of sevens is involved in this prophecy. When Daniel gave this prophecy, about 535 B.C., Jerusalem was in ruins. God said that from the time a commandment would be given to rebuild Jerusalem, unto the time when Messiah would be here on earth, would be 7 sevens plus 62 sevens. These sevens are periods of years. A time of 7 times 7, or 49 years, would pass, and then a period of 62 times 7, or 434 years, would follow. After adding 49 years plus 434 years, or a total of 483 years, Messiah would be here on earth. In the Jewish Holy Scriptures, Book of the Jewish Man of God, Nehemiah, we read in chapter 2 that King Artaxerxes gave Nehemiah a commandment to go to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall and the city. This order by the king was given in the year 445 B.C. Dr. A.J. McLean, who did a detailed study of this prophecy, states that the actual day of the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem was in March 445 B.C. From this date, we count off the years to find the time when Messiah would be here on earth and would die to take the punishment to us for our sins to be forgiven. We count off 483 years from the time that King Artaxerxes gave Nehemiah the authority to rebuild Jerusalem in 445 B.C. Since we are dealing with Jewish prophecy and 483 years, we need to remember that there are 360 days in the Jewish calendar year. Multiply 483 years times 360 days each year, and we have a total of 173,880 days in this prophecy. Dr. McLean takes into consideration the change from B.C. to A.D. and the leap years involved. The prophecy begins in 445 B.C. When you count off 483 Jewish years, or 173,880 days, from the date of the beginning of the prophecy, it brings us to the time in history when Messiah Jesus entered Jerusalem, died for our sins by crucifixion, was buried and was resurrected from the grave by Almighty God. In Daniel's prophecy, we read in verse 26, "And after 62 weeks or sevens, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself." During the first 49 years, or 7 times 7, of this prophecy, Jerusalem and the wall about the city were rebuilt. Then, following this event in history, it would take an additional 62 sevens, or 434 years, after which time Messiah would be cut off, but not for himself. The words "cut off" are also used in the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 53 and verse 8, where God speaks to us about Messiah and says, "He," Messiah, "was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression or sins of my people was he stricken. Then in verse 10 of Isaiah 53 we read, "Yet it pleased the Lord God to bruise him. He, God, hath put him, this one, the Messiah, to grief, when thou, God, shall make his, Messiah's, soul an offering for sin." In verse 12 of Isaiah 53 we read, "Because he hath poured out his soul unto death." In these verses, in the Jewish prophet Isaiah, and in Daniel 9 and verse 26, we see that Messiah is cut off or dies to provide the atonement or forgiveness for the sins of men and women who would trust in him. Messiah does not die for himself, but he dies for you and for me, so that we might be forgiven of our sins when we accept him as our sin bearer. When will the Messiah come? Part 3. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 also says, "And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary." This speaks not of the Messiah, but another prince or leader who will come after Messiah has died for our sins. This leader will destroy Jerusalem and the sanctuary, which is the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. When did this happen in history? Titus and his Roman army destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 A.D. This is a well-known fact in history. Therefore, Messiah the Prince would come and die for us before 70 A.D. There is no doubt to the honest, sincere person who is seeking the truth about who the Messiah is, that Jesus is our Jewish Messiah and Redeemer. There is more in this prophecy in Daniel 9 that deals with future events and involves the 70th seven, or the last of the seven-year periods. There is a gap between the 69th seven and the 70th seven of this record of future events that was given to Daniel. God told Daniel that Messiah would come and die for our sins, even as Jesus did in 32 to 33 A.D. Then God revealed to Daniel that the Jewish temple and Jerusalem would be destroyed shortly after Messiah provided the blood of atonement for us. This happened in 70 A.D. when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, we read, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week or seven. And in the midst of the week," that's in the Hebrew, it's in the middle of the week, "he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." We see here that another world ruler would arise at a future time who would make a covenant or treaty with the Jewish people for a period of 1 7, or 7 years, and permit Israel to worship in the new temple. In the middle of that treaty, or after 3.5 years, this ruler will break his word and covenant with Israel and cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease in the temple in Jerusalem. This reveals to us that Jerusalem at the time would be controlled by Israel, and that the Jewish temple would be rebuilt in order for the animal sacrifices to be offered in the temple. This world ruler breaks his agreement with Israel and will take control of the temple after 3.5 years. This is yet future, but Israel is a sovereign country today. We do hear all kinds of stories and reports about a coming temple. There will be one rebuilt someday. In the beginning of this study, I stated that the prophecy had to do with years of time. In Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, we read, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to 1,335 days. This world ruler breaks his contract covenant with the Jews after 3.5 years and pollutes the Jewish temple. From that time to the end of the 7 years, there will be 1,290 days. This is just over 3.5 years. Again, in verse 12, it states that the people who live through the 1,335 days will be blessed. This is because they are still alive and have made it through this tribulation period, when the Bible says there will be great suffering and death. When we consider these days, we know that the entire prophecy of Daniel 9, verses 24 through 27, speaks of years. In the Holy Scriptures, books of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, and 6 through 11, and Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 3 through 8, we have God's prophecy that Messiah will return a second time to earth at the end of the 70th seven. The 70th seven is spoken of in other scriptures as the great tribulation and the time of Jacob's trouble. Messiah will come to earth a second time to defeat the nations that have come against Israel to destroy the Jewish nation and people. Messiah Jesus will then reign from Jerusalem as King Messiah, and there will be peace to Israel and the world. In verse 24 of Daniel 9, God gives assurance of his presence and peace after this reign of this anti-God ruler is ended by Messiah's return to Jerusalem. We read, 77s are determined upon thy people, the Jewish people, and upon thy holy city, that would be Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Almighty God will send Messiah again to earth after the 7 years that is referred to in verse 27 of this prophecy, and he will defeat the enemies of Israel and bring peace to Israel and the world as Messiah rules over the nations. This amazing prophecy was written about 535 years before Messiah Jesus came to earth to die, to provide the blood of atonement for us to be forgiven of our sins. Jesus is our Jewish Messiah and Redeemer. Put your trust in him and experience true peace from God today and for eternity in heaven. If you would like to have Dr. McLean's chart of the explanation of the years of Daniel 9, write to us for a free copy. Should you have any questions or desire CDs or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at godandjews, that's one word, no spaces, .org. Contact at godandjews.org.